Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2,993.
Seven shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
T-Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Hi, Dimitro!
On tap today,
who sucks less?
Ask the men's room is back.
Get ready to play Profile This!
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack!
Drink and enjoy! All right, here we go. Parents getting ready to bake asks, hey, where did all my vanilla extract go?
To Australia, where burglar got caught on a fence and both his butt cheeks did show.
Hilarious moment when couple on cruise gets left behind at pier.
Park in front of a fire hydrant in your car, they might shear. And in Germany, hundreds celebrate the rescue of a freed rat from a storm drain.
Yeah,
that is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
All right, picture it. On a 10-hour flight from Paris, France to Los Angeles, California, passengers became upset when one man decided to make himself comfortable by removing his shoes and socks and his pants. That's right, he flew in his underwear. No one was happy, but to their credit, the flight carried on. That's not the case in South Carolina. A woman in her underwear shut down the entire Florence Regional Airport. All she did was show up on the tarmac in her underwear, then disappear into the woods. Underwear can make an ordinary scenario a little more interesting. For example, Miles, you just said it, guy in Australia. He's running from the cops. He made headlines because he got caught hanging upside down on a fence by his underwear. In Indiana, cops got into a high-speed chase. It made headlines because during the chase, panties and bras were being thrown out of the car windows in front of him. And in Houston, an old man walks in the park. It made headlines because he walked in the park wearing his teal-colored lace panties. Underwear, it seems, like I said, you introduce that to any scenario, and for whatever reason, things just get weirder. That's how it goes. So today, we want to know, what's the underwear story?
Be part of the big show, call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the tools, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,993. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. It's a guaranteed future repeat, as we are now only 7 shows away from show 3,000. And I know what you're thinking. What do these guys have in store? Well, believe it or not, we have Ask the Men's Room coming up. And as we get ever closer to show number 3,000, we do have some questions from the listeners as far as what's going on. So we'll address that coming up. But yes, 7 shows away from 3,000. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less, Steve. Every week, you bring us 3 stories from the news. All of them suck in their own way. Mm-hmm. It is up to us to determine which of these 3 stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, you can debate as well, or if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, Who Sucks Less will be there for you to comment on. How's this week looking as far as the stories we're dealing with?
You know, it's one of those situations where you're already familiar with all the stories, but we're just going to bring it up and make you mad again. But
okay.
I believe that they all suck equally. There's a very common thread through all 3 stories.
All right. Okay.
And you'll hate all
another round of profilists, and of course, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And underwear in the news quite a bit lately, so we're going to talk about underwear
and the news.
There's all kinds of, depending on the situation, you know, I mean, you don't normally expect to see underwear. And when you see too much underwear, it's always not always the best situation in the world, depending.
Just say in my underwear or in their underwear at the end of any sentence, right. And suddenly it's more interesting.
And we get this one, and this one comes our way from Australia. A man was trying to escape from police.
Wait, no didgeridoo with this?
Oh, do we have
least?
All right.
Second of move, all right, man.
Sorry, Ted. My bad. A man who was trying to escape from police down under has his own underwear to blame for his arrest. A 23-year-old from Adelaide was trying to flee the long arm of the law officers, who were called to a house under construction in the suburb of Findon, following reports of windows being smashed. He initially managed to get away from them, but as he was climbing over a fence, he became caught on it by his underwear. Police then found him dangling upside down on a 6-foot fence, unable to free himself. He is charged with unlawful being on a premises, breach bail, carrying offensive weapon. They found a knife in his pocket, I guess. He's in jail. But he was caught by based
a knife,
on,
huh?
Based on his pocket.
Oh, you call that a knife?
Yes.
This is a knife. In theory, couldn't you, I guess if you undid your pants and slid out, now you're running down the street pantsless.
I guess he was just stuck there, and he was hanging upside down 6 feet in the air. So they found him there screaming.
Underwear is weird, too, because, like, for the most part, you don't want to see a lot of people's underwear.
No.
But, like, the underwear you do want to see, you're very excited. Sometimes I'll say, leave that on.
But
those
expecting,
are designed
yeah.
for
yeah.
that moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're there because you want them to be seen.
I mean,
but yeah,
know,
overall,
you could, a woman could pull down her pants and have underwear with like Pee Wee Herman on the front and be like, "All right, I'm in."
If that's the moment that's going to happen, you're like,
"Don't care." Right, okay, whatever.
Don't care. But you're right. But when you go to the store and you see them laying out, you know what I mean? And especially with women, because women apparently have like 8,000 different styles of underwear to choose from, and you'll see different people grab different things and. You make judgment calls
sure.
on them instantly.
Ooh, I will
no
say
fun,
this. It seems as if...
single.
In the last 15, 20 years, the underwear game has gotten a lot better for men.
Boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah.
Game change.
Mm-hmm. Then they have some with a little Jimmy pocket in the front, where you just slip your manhood in a little pouch, you know what I mean? Like a kangaroo carrying its kid, and you just walk around with it all day.
But do you need that extra pouch?
I do. I don't need
I'm
it, but
sure
I...
I'm sure you do.
I've never had it before, but once you have it and you get to use it, it's a good tool.
I mean, was it just extra room to flop around? Like, I don't want my jangly bits jangling all
No,
day,
they're not
you know
too
I mean?
Jangly. They're kind of in a confined but open space.
I just think when boxer briefs, after you wear them for a while, get like that little cone on the front.
Oh, yeah. The penis print where you...
Yeah. The cone.
The cone. Yeah. The cone.
I guess it's like a cod piece.
Looks like you're wearing a cup.
Yeah, kind of looks like that.
Or you're wearing a cup and an athletic supporter.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you might have heard
I don't know. I laugh every time I fold my underwear. Like,
beams cone.
Jesus.
I know.
An Indiana woman
man.
Is accused of tossing panties, bras, and other items she allegedly stole from a store out of a car window as she fled police on a high-speed chase, according to the Northwest Indiana Times. Holly Sansone, who's 34 years old, Liberty Township, nearly collided head-on with other vehicles in Portage during a chase where speeds approached over 100 miles an hour.
The chase ended when they put one of those strips down and they shredded the tires. She was charged with fleeing and resisting law enforcement, theft, and reckless driving. According to police, 4 bras, 14 pairs of panties, 2 candles, and an air freshener refill valued at $445 were taken from Kohl's.
How much? $445?
That's it.
That's a pretty good haul.
Our question, what is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Donnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was about 13 years old, I came home from football practice, and I, like, getting ready to shower, and I was like, you know what? I want a snack. So I went down to the kitchen just, like, in my underwear and started eating a tub of cookie dough with a spoon.
That is a sexy look, man.
Yeah. And then my dad came back out, and it was like, what are you doing? Like, so confused that I was just in my boxers eating cookie dough in the middle of the night.
Okay. But see, again, it's only because you're in your boxers.
Yeah. I'm naked doing that, man. I mean,
yeah, but you're home alone.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
See, I mean, that's the entire difference, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're home alone, do what you want naked. It's when you have roommates and it's like, hey, man, can you put on some pants while you eat cookie dough?
That's why the automatic water dispenser screws me. Because whenever I put my cup up there, when I'm walking down naked, normally I do have the blinds open because, like, whatever. I just walk upstairs.
You want people to see all your glory.
No, but I normally am not down there after the fact. You know, but if I do, I'm like, I'm not going to get dressed. I'm just going to sneak down there. But then when I hit the water, it like shines.
Oh, the light, right?
It shines the light from the refrigerator water dispenser. Oh. Like it's just like right on the junk. You know what I mean? So, that's all you see. Like,
if I looked in your house, all I'd see
was his spotlight on a penis.
And a glass of water.
He's like, is that a spotlight on a penis? What is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA. Because it's right at that level.
Yeah, like, no, I never thought about it.
Yeah, really.
But I don't do it naked. Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my dad and I ran a land business, like a gaming center when I was in high school.
Okay.
And we went over to Staples to buy some new chairs. And all of a sudden, he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And so, okay, well, I waited for him. And at least a half an hour goes by.
Oh,
and
I'm like, okay. You know that.
And he betted and lost a war with himself and comes out and goes, oh, we need to go now. And years later, I find out instead of being a normal person, he decided to grab the waistband of his underwear and pull on them as hard as he could to rip them off and then throw them away. Because he didn't want to get poop on himself.
Well, probably got poop all over himself.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, that's what I would think. But he thought it was the best way to do it, to rip them off instead of just taking his
hands. No, but listen, Miles, before you pass judgment, because we've all been in this situation where you gambled, you've lost. For whatever reason, in the moments that you have pooped yourself and you're somewhere public, we don't make rational decisions. Like, you start that interior panic.
Yeah.
Sure. Right? Like, you're not going to make the right decision. You're just not. We know that was a stupid idea. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, I get he just ripped it off, his poopy drawers. He actually told you that, huh?
Yeah. He didn't tell me this until years later, though. I don't know if he was embarrassed or if...
Well, when normally, you poop yourself...
Normally, you just... You have to slip. It's like... You don't reach that point like you do when you pee, where, like, if you don't get to the bathroom, you're going to pee yourself.
You're going to pee yourself, sure.
But with number two, like, there's ebbs and flows. Like, it'll come real hard on, then it'll go away for a little bit.
But when it's on, you're right. You can fight it for a month.
I've never had it, like, knocking at the door where I could not close my sphincter and keep it in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I feel like the time in between, though, gets much quicker.
It does.
The time in between gets quicker. But we know, remember, there was the guy, this case, it was from last year. I don't remember what he had swallowed. But whatever it was the key piece of evidence that the police needed to officially take him to court. But they kept him in jail, and they fed him, and he refused to poop. And he willed himself not to poop because he knew that when he pooped, they're going to sort through his mess, find the evidence, and get his ass in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. He went, what, like 42 days?
It was a long time.
They were like, he wasn't on a hunger strike. They were feeding him. He just refused to poop. So now I know you can go at least 42 days. I don't know if you call that a reverse hunger strike, a poop strike.
Right.
But you're right. But on occasion, well, think about when you get sick or if you have like food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the moments. Mm-hmm. If you don't get to the bathroom, you're just going to poop yourself.
Right. Yeah.
But as a grown adult, I will say, if I wake up in the middle of the night after pee, I will get up and pee. If I wake up in the middle of the night after poop, I'm like, wait till morning.
Yeah, yeah. Remember Miles the dog, the lovely baby?
You like the F pillows? Yes.
Yes,
I remember that dog.
I was doing laundry one day, and everything was kind of just sorted out. So wife's stuff, my stuff. I take a colored load in, throw that in, get that going, put in the whites, go to dry the other stuff. And I realize as I'm trying to fold my wife's underwear, mm-hmm. that there are three pairs of underwear that don't have crotches in them anymore. And the piles were sitting on the floor for a couple days. But the crotch area is gone.
So basically what you're saying is
gone.
If your name is Miles, gone. You like your wife's crotch.
The next walk, and I don't even think I told her about this, the next walk.
Did he do this all the time or just certain times?
No, just this one time. Maybe he had done a pair of jeans before, but I'd never seen it like where he systematically
had she changed her douche? I mean, was there something where the dog's like, well,
no, I don't know what it was. It
must these have been, are tasty.
They were eaten before they were clean.
Right. I mean, that dog was something else. But
I know,
still.
But that was the one where I was just like, dude.
So did he poop the crotch
out? Yeah, well, whatever it was, that he.
But I mean, you could see this.
It didn't look like that anymore. It kind of just looked like
a couple of threads hanging out.
It was weaved into the,
What is wrong with dogs?
I don't know. That was the one where I was like, dude.
You gotta stop.
Dude. Do you know how expensive those are?
I've never had a dog eat any underwear. I did have a dog, my dog, eating a turd out of a discarded used diaper. I had no same walk I always take the dog on, same park I always took him to. And he's behind a pine tree, but he was back there for a while. I couldn't figure out what he's doing, man. I got there, and he is just face down. Thank you, Baltimore, for discarding of your diapers. Just face down, eating a turd out of it. And then the thing is, it was hot that day, so we get back to my apartment. Dogs can't sweat, so he's just going, and it's just baby poop smell pumping out of him. Mm-hmm. People get mad at me about this. I don't care. I made him drink about half a bowl of Scope. I'm like, dude, you can't be in this house. Because every time you exhale, it'll smell like a baby's ass. Like, this isn't working for me.
What is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it doing, boys?
Doing well, sir.
All right, so this story about is actually about my dad. He loves telling this story. Championship basketball game he was in. He was a freshman. He wasn't expected to play or anything like that. Well, fourth period calls him in. He said he wasn't even thinking twice. He jumped up, thought he had his warm-up pants on, and threw down his shorts in the whole student section. All he had was a jockstrap.
Oh, no.
Now he's ready to get in there. Now that would be entertaining. Yeah. Just somebody wearing a jock, like on the court.
So he thought he still had his warm-ups on.
Butt cheeks hanging out with the two straps hanging in the back.
That'd be awesome.
That's all he had.
God damn.
Somebody's going to do that in an NBA game. Just for a quarter. Because nobody would want to cover him.
Right, that's true.
Would you want to cover a guy in a jock strap?
No.
Hell no.
Do they still wear jock straps?
No, I don't think so.
I think everybody rocks like girls now.
Maybe baseball players. Or people who feel like they might get hockey players.
I just feel
players.
Like with boxer briefs and like, there's got to be a cooler version of the jockstrap.
I mean, if something hard has cool.
I can't say jockstrap without picturing my dad being like, we're going swimming, put on your jockstrap.
But did he wear one everywhere?
I think if you say jockstrap.
Constantly.
And picture your dad, stop saying it. Because you're right, that's not.
But he wore those more than underwear. He wore them like underwear.
No. It's just, if you're going swimming, you had to wear a jockstrap. If you're going to play slow pitch softball, you got to wear a jockstrap.
Okay. Right.
He didn't wear them like underwear. To this day, I'm like, I don't know why you had to wear them swimming.
I was going to ask, what was his theory that I need a jock strap to go swimming?
He's from that era where you just put a jock on.
All right.
I'm not saying it's right.
Right. Well, that's the truth.
Make America jock again.
You need to get a jock. What's the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story took place about 2 months ago. So I was going to the tanning place downtown, and I got in there, and I took off all my clothes. I turned on the switch, and it didn't work. It was the wrong switch, so I turned on another switch, and I tanned for like 10 minutes, get out, and I look, and I'm looking at the window, and I can see through it. And I'm like, what is that? Is that like a one-way mirror or a two-way mirror? And so I get my clothes on because I'm seeing people walking by. And I put my clothes on, and I go outside, and I look out in that window. And what I did was that was a powered window.
Oh,
so
no.
I turned it off. So you could see through it. It was supposed to be opaque, but it was.
Also, like it raises it and closes depending on, like, if it's closed, that means somebody's in there.
Well, it's electrified. So you could flip the switch on, it makes it opaque. If you flip the switch off, it makes it so you can see through it.
Why would anybody go to a tanning bed and want everyone to watch them?
I mean, like, I didn't want to.
I know, that's my point.
How big is this window?
It's a full-size picture window.
Oh, my.
And now, does this face the lobby or anything like that?
No.
No, it's facing the street.
On the main street.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I know tanning places like that downtown.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait, let me ask you this, all right? So you're in there for 10 minutes. Now, do you think back, like, was that at any point scratching my bees? Would I pick my nose?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Rearranging my positioning down there to get equal tanning on both sides.
You couldn't see him in the bed.
Man.
It's like flipping a grilled cheese when you know it's done. You know what I mean? It's all even.
I will say, I went tanning a couple times, and there's like rooms, right? But I didn't realize there's not actual ceilings. Like, they just have walls to wall off the room.
Yeah.
So you know me. I'm getting in there, and I'm like, look at me, tanning in the...
Oh, no.
For all 4 or 5 minutes I'm in there, I'm like, Ted getting tanned. Right. And then I told the girl at the time I was dating, and she was like, you know they could all hear you. I was like, yeah, I probably look like a jackass.
What do you mean they can all hear?
Because there was no ceiling.
No,
it's just wall.
Oh,
it's just wall.
And look,
the room.
To be fair, that's just Ted being Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we know Ted. So if I don't know you and I hear someone going, look at me.
Like, get him, Ted.
Are you saying that in the bed?
Yeah. Singing out loud. I hope the girl, like, found it funny.
Well, she probably did. Did she laugh when you came out?
I don't remember.
Okay, I think it's funny for a second, and then you start to think they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing it for 4 or 5 minutes, you go, okay, this is different.
And for the record, my eyes bugged up when he said 10 minutes. Like, oh, I would be so burnt.
Yeah, I looked at you.
I can only do six or seven.
I'm telling you, I think 5 is the max I ever made.
Yeah, I'm a black dude, so I know nothing about this world, but 10 minutes sounded like a long time to me. I've never heard you guys say that.
You go in there, you come out, man, you feel like heaven. I know it's terrible for you. I know. Man, being in Seattle, you go in there for like 5, 6 minutes, you're like, I am a new human being. This is unbelievable. I smell great. I feel wonderful. I'm going to go eat now.
I mean, is it hot? Are you getting irradiated? Like, what is the...
Yeah. You just feel better, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a shot of energy.
So would it be weird if I went in?
No.
No.
Not at all.
You've seen a brother at a tanning place.
I think it'd be...
I'm here for the vitamin D.
I simply mean, like, growing up where I grew up, I knew dudes that would get much darker in the summertime.
No, I know that. That's because I went outside.
He's lost.
I'm saying if I physically walk into a tanning place... I think they're gonna. He's here to rob it.
If you lay down in that tanning bed, there's like a fan by your feet that blows up your body. It's like you're at the beach.
And you get sundong. You know what I mean? Like, normally you don't get any light on your penis.
Black people have nothing like this. We need something where it's like, man, just give me a 5 minute pop of good time.
I mean, look, Miles is right, though. Like, at first, like, because we did it kind of as a joke, and then I think we both won a couple extra times. Like, dude, it's lovely.
I'm
going
to use the rest of my subscription.
It's the only time I've sat
down. You guys were nicer.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were just in better moods when you got to work.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst part. As horrible it is for you, everybody goes, you look great.
I know. What have you been doing?
Right,
did you lose
thanks.
Weight? No, I'm going tanning now.
Right?
So I've got these white eyes.
It's a spray tan. It'll be gone tomorrow.
What's the underwear story? 844-999. Ola, hold the line where your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitch, Ola. You have entered the men's room.
We go to Houston, Texas. An elderly man's disturbing morning ritual has landed him in jail for a second time after he was caught exposing himself to several women at a public park. Alexander Garcia, who is 75, was reportedly standing under a gazebo with a pair of teal-colored lace panties dropped around his ankles. When an officer found him in the park, the suspect's only covering was a jacket as his pants sat at a red Jeep Cherokee in the parking lot.
He didn't even bring his pants with him?
Nope. Garcia had a habit of coming to the park at about 5 a.m. every morning to masturbate and flash his genitals to women walking along the track, according to court documents. Deputies said the park is a popular spot for kids and is just a block away from a school and a church. He was arrested, charged with indecent exposure, and released from the county jail soon after posting $2,000 bond. Our question, what is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. It says, my boyfriend, senior year of high school, took off his pants prom night to reveal a black man thong. He was a gangly, awkward teen boy, and never had I expected or wanted to see him in a thong. We're married now, and I still love to tease him about it 12 years later.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should wear one for one of your anniversary nights.
He's probably wearing one right now. When I was 16, there's a girl hanging around that everybody called Stinky Steph. I just wanted to get laid, but she started taking her clothes off. Her panties were poop stained. I just pulled up my pants and left.
Yeah.
Oh. Stinky stuff.
Ooh.
This one I quite enjoy, all right? And only Weird Al Yankovic could pull this off. Me and a group of buddies went to a Weird Al Yankovic concert a long time ago. One buddy raided his roommate's bra drawer and handed them to all of us when we sat down in our floor seats. During the show, Weird Al came out into the audience singing a song. We grabbed the bras and started tossing them his way. Without missing a beat, he reached into his pants, pulled out a big pair of red boxers, and tossed them back. Weird Al is prepared for anything.
Okay. I do remember the guy in Baltimore who, there was a lot of local boxing at the time before MMA really took off, or UFC. It was right in that infancy, but boxing was pretty big in Baltimore. Didn't have a lot of big-time fighters come out of there, but there were a number of gyms and a number of guys, and there was this one place called Michael's 8th Avenue down in Glen Burnie. Now, I think at the time, the boxer, I think the guy who came on the show was the guy who wore...
Oh, yeah, it was unexpected. I can't remember his name.
But he was a pretty good fighter. Like, he'd had an amateur career. He was a big guy.
He could beat my ass. So you have, were you in the studio with me, Ted, when this happened?
Come on, the Ding-a-ling Man?
Not him. Oh. It was a different guy.
The Ding-a-ling Man.
That's what he called
him. Well, he was the champ down there.
Yeah. He looked like Mike Tyson, but spoke like, well, hi there, it's rather good to see you. So this guy, it's a boxer. I'm doing a sports show. It's an AM station. It's late at night. It's just me and him. And we're talking about his boxing career. You have the fight coming up at Michael's this weekend. What can we expect? Blah, blah, blah. And so one of the things, like, you know, I've heard you're not supposed to have sex or the food you eat. What do you do to prepare? And he's like, well, you know, man, the one thing is I'm always comfortable when I go out to the ring. I already have a strategy. I've done all the tape of my opponent. And the one thing is, man, I wear like comfortable underwear. So I get my underwear from Victoria's Secret. Said, I didn't know they sold men's underwear. He's like, no, they don't. I said, wait a minute, man. When you're in the ring boxing, like when we watch you this weekend, an actual fight, you're wearing...
women's panties.
Women's panties. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, there's nothing to say, but it was so weird. I don't know. It's just a very strange thing because to him... He said it as though you should fully expect sure. That's the case. Well, I said, is this a common thing? He's like, no, it's just me. That's what I do. Like, goddamn.
Okay. Say how you roll.
Okay.
Our question, what is the underwear story? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, who sucks less? And ask the men's room. If you have a question to ask the men's room, shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.